It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 745.
It's weekend banter. Happy Saturday, Gronks. Welcome to the studio. We've got a full house. Brianna Phillips is on the couch. I just want to address the rebrand in the room. Love your profile pic. I love the rollout across Facey, Insta.
Not sure
if it's on LinkedIn yet, but I will check. You should bring it.
She doesn't have a microphone, but I thought
I thought the rebrand was
my all the clothes that she's wearing that's actually mine.
She's got the
Are those leggings yours?
I'm pissed because I used to get a few hand-me-downs from JJ and I was hoping I would get those.
This is the premium stuff. It's sort of the boyfriend fit vibe.
Yeah.
I was actually late because Brie had a psych appointment at our place, you know, using that, what's it called? Like the
telehealth.
Telehealth.
I think it's the only way. I don't know if any psychologists are doing face-to-face ATM. Maybe.
She thought I'd left and I was still there. And all I heard was that there was domain names mentioned in her psych appointment. I mean, how the fuck do I get the domain names mentioned in the appointment? We don't have a mic.
It's better just to think about it. What could the story be? I went straight to like...
I did hear the whole thing. It had something to do with my... she's very regimented, organized. I'm talking about she likes data in the business. And then they were talking about, look how organized you got with the domain names.
Yeah. No, that's fair. Hey, we've got a rat amongst us.
Oh.
And I mean, everyone's looking around at each other.
It's not me.
No, we've got a rat in the Gronk squad.
The actual Gronks, like the broader Gronk squad.
Bodie.
Okay. No.
He's daycare. He's been swearing.
Oh, no.
What sort of words?
F-bombs.
Oh, really? Yeah. In what context?
It's running around the playground.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
Surely that's a big thing. A lot of kids would be doing that now that they're back at... Boy, if you've been in ISO, you get some bad habits.
Well, they said that they get... it every few months, like it's a new kid each time. Like it's, and so they're obviously just getting it from their parents. And so this was Bodie this time, and they said, "Oh, Bodie, I can't really, I can't say that or something." He said, "Daddy says it." Absolute little rat.
Oh no,
Daddy says it.
You were in the office late last night.
Yes, 11:30 departure. It was just stretching to get the Georgie boy video that I shot yesterday with George.
Yeah.
I.e. parkour expert, i.e. DIY studio renovator. But I got some Thai food here. I got some Massaman in my teeth. You know when you're eating the beef?
From across the road?
Amy came and picked me up. It was lovely. She came in and had dinner and was on the couch. And we got the Thai food and I said, is this Jinder Thai? No, somewhere else. And then she's like, oh, shit, I just got the free delivery one. But then we realized we could have walked across the road and got it.
Well, we got Eto pasta last night.
Oh, yeah.
Annoyingly, came with a free pizza.
Are you sure you don't want the one piece in the fridge that you spent there for
a week? Get rid of that.
I was going
to
eat that last night until I opened the box.
Oh, no.
It's a piece of... plasterboard.
Is it, hard? Is it the four cheese?
Yeah. It's very hard. It will get thrown out. Today we're doing
why is four cheese so funny?
There's a lot of cheese.
What are the cheeses?
I can imagine.
I wouldn't be able
mozzarella.
To tell you.
Yeah, definitely mozz.
A bit of parmesan, maybe? Is that weird?
I don't know.
Why don't they call meat lovers four meats?
Because it's probably got 70 in there. You know that a burger patty, did I say this on the show? A burger patty in the States has
pork
up to 500 different cows in it.
Oh,
isn't that ridiculous? I thought I just wouldn't bring that up on World Burger Day, but you know,
crazy. Oh my god, I guess that's mince, right?
Yeah, that's mince. Yeah.
That's mince.
That's mince. I mean, that's American mince. That's
I'm sure that's the same here.
They're talking the hardcore.
Well, that mince isn't from one cow, they're definitely fusing cows together in that mince.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, you don't know.
Maybe just stick with the steak.
I mean, single origin. What do you think needs to be single origin versus stuff that you'd be happy to blend?
So, is that the term? Single origin is one, you know, exactly where it's coming from.
I don't know if they use it for beef, single origin beef.
Like coffee is single origin. I've never thought about what that means.
It means it's coming from, like, so...
single source.
Isn't it crazy to think that if you bought coffee and it's not single origin, it's just a bunch of beans, but they do blends. They being the the coffee roasters. Mm.
Mm, it's an interesting point. Never thought
about it. But like, think about wines.
What? Yeah, or there's think a bunch about of bunch of like grapes and toenails.
Shit. Like you can
toenail. Oh,
you know,
standing on
the old school way of you know crushing grapes with your feet. Ooh.
The about the tea. Like when I was doing the T2 order, I was very specific in looking at the different types of tea.
Oh, I mean, someone's made a play for you for the tea guy.
It was you, which is I saw Amy in the Discord saying the tea family, which really pissed me off.
And do you know, I'm going to tell you, that story that I put up about the T2 little thingamajiggy that you, infuse your water with, the tea, very cool. High demand with people wanting to understand where it's from. I got an inbox to my Insta, personal Insta, Rob, who now is, he asked to become
the Discord. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because what I did was rather than just post it to Rob, I thought I'll put it into the Discord and then I ask Amy to put it into the Discord because I didn't know. And so Amy jumped in under my, request of can you post the link to this T2 thing?
Mm-hmm.
And so she did it.
With an affiliate link?
Should have.
Maybe.
How much have we made on affiliates, by the way?
I got an email this morning saying that we've made no cash in the past 60 days.
So. Thank God for the megaphone.
Where is the megaphone?
I think it's upstairs. I think it's upstairs.
Okay.
It was one of the greatest moments when our accountant, hot accountant, Jason from RBK Advisory, in such a serious sort of tone, referenced, we've got the megaphone money coming through.
it's officially in the chart of accounts. There's a line item that says megaphone.
It's actually amazing.
Yeah. He said, do you want me to just put this under marketing? I said, no.
Absolutely not. We need its own account.
I want to be able to see very specifically
how much we've made, what it's up to. But someone is making a play for something else that is yours. Oh. And that first thing was the tea, and that was me. Second is Georgie Boy. He's making a play for, who can be sort of bringing in the most.
Like Georgie Boy was like, where's this going? This is about who's text. Is this is it the WhatsApp phone that's dinging?
No, it's actually my phone. It's my phone.
What's going on?
I'm getting a message from Sean, guy on the left, has your hoodie on. Oh! This is cool. So I just got a message, and that's it there. You can't see, you can't really see it if you can bring that up big.
So it's
a photo of someone from behind. This is real time. Two people walking. The guy on the left has the Daily Talk Show hoodie on.
Oh, who is it?
Right.
I don't know. Yet. It looks
pass
like
it and I'll be able to tell.
Do you reckon that's Geelong? Hang on, here you go. This is great. Trying to get real time.
I'm pretty good at working it out.
Imagine if we could get this Gronk on the line.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we could call him right now and say, mate, we got someone behind you.
Okay.
Got someone behind you. Who do you think that is? It's beachside location. They're walking along. There's a rotunda to the right, sort of sloping up with greenery. And then on the left.
Probably Russ Keys.
It looks like an older gentleman.
I can't know. It's too hard to tell.
Could be Lorne. Let me ask a few details. Let me ask Shawnee Boy. But anyway, George, you're making a play to knock Josh off his pedestal.
To make the most money.
So you've had enough of his megaphone and all the glory it's bringing the show. What's happening?
Yeah, once I get the downstairs phone booth.
The phone booth, yeah.
Recording booth sorted. I reckon I can lease it out.
You can
like $20 an hour or something.
And what are you going to do?
Who's getting the cash for this? You or BMC?
No, the show. The show. And then I could just, take him through how to do professional recordings, that sort of thing.
This guy. I mean, he's not a businessman, clearly, with the $20 offer.
Yeah.
Could you have the...
And the only reason it's going through us is because he doesn't have an ABN.
Could you do a scaling higher fee? So the beauty of the microphone is... it started out at 50 and now it's at 155.
Well, there's a guy, Mike Russell, who does music. He does like jingles.
Oh, yeah.
He has a YouTube channel where he goes live every Friday.
Oh, that's great.
And people can pay super chats and he will in real time create their jingles for them.
That's cool.
Oh, great.
I feel like you could you know, compete with Mike on that.
Yeah. Well, there's a few a couple of things. Georgie Boy, you know, that off the back of the fame from Georgie Boy's Hump Day Replay, mm-hmm. could be voice of your business. Because he doesn't have a like face that. For a business.
Yeah. I mean, this is getting very similar to sort of regional radio where he's the copywriter, voiceover guy. Like
regional radio? They're not making any money. What are you talking about?
No, but I could imagine what, like regional radio, you were saying like it could be like a $300 spot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't really. People are buying spots. Mm-hmm. They were selling air at that point.
Can we do like airtime?
Yeah. But it was real. Yeah. Who knows?
Can we get like an example, George, of like maybe use the 10 seconds of admin? Would you be able to do 10 seconds of admin now in sort of a voiceover style?
All right.
And 3, 2.
10 seconds of admin. Oh, wait, that's your voice. Do you want me to do your?
No, I want a new voice.
All right. 10 seconds of admin. Have you joined the Discord? Well, why don't you get in touch and we'll send you a link. It's lots of fun and everyone's loving it. So get in there.
No.
Cut.
We really need the megaphone, don't we?
Yeah. Not enough confidence.
Losing confidence.
It's because I think it's because you were trying to make up what you were saying on the go. Yeah. So I'll give you the script.
Okay, great.
Okay.
You know he's good at getting fed lines.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Just watch any of his videos.
Yeah, the talent is TJ script writing. 10 seconds of admin. Are you on Apple Podcasts? Give us a review. Thank you. And 3, 2.
10 seconds of admin. Are you on Apple Podcasts? Give us a review.
Love it.
Slightly different tone. Oh, sorry. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I like that. Good. If I had the soundboard, I'd applaud you.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I tell my Uber story or?
Oh, yeah. So this is
not today.
Do it from the booth. That's the first story that comes out of it.
I'm interested.
So this is flashing back to what night? Wednesday?
Wednesday night.
Don't know if it's a flashback, if it happened like.
Yeah, it's a flashback.
2 days ago.
Feels like a long time ago.
Yeah.
Feels like ages
ago. Yeah, it was ages ago.
Yeah.
So, okay. Long story.
Have you ever been on a podcast before?
So I got an Uber back from work.
Do you have an Uber budget, by the way? Like,
not really.
Because you've been,
been Ubering a lot.
A lot of Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Does Hannah care at all about what you spend on Uber Eats or Uber?
Not really. It's adding up. I'm almost platinum.
So am I.
Yeah.
And so, you go on. Sorry.
So I left my laptop and my bag in the Uber. I was like, oh no. I realized like a minute later after getting out, and I went to call Uber. You can't call them. Like there's no phone number for the driver.
Do you know what you should have done? I reckon. Looking back, do you have an idea of what you should have done in that moment?
Ordered heaps of Ubers, I reckon.
I reckon if you ordered one Uber,
yeah, he could have come back and got me.
He would have. If it was within, like you were saying, it was within like 30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. I reckon I could have.
That's
done
okay.
That.
And so then, what time of day was it?
5:30, I reckon.
Okay, 5:30 p.m.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so because I used to be able to just call them, and you've got their number. I'm pretty sure it used to disappear after like 5 minutes or something, but now it's just not there. Anyway, it's like, all right, if you've lost something, just fill out this form, put in your phone number, and then they'll connect you with the driver. And I did that like so many times. Uber never called. They were just like terrible.
And so how long were you waiting?
Okay, so I was waiting for like 2 hours at this point.
So did you call anyone during that 2 hours?
Yeah, so I called the Uber line, which just kept hanging up. It said, sorry for the delay, but basically we're no help. And if you're in an emergency, just write to us. If you're feeling unsafe, write to us.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Or call 000 or something.
Yeah.
No, they don't even say that.
Say,
if you've been sexually assaulted, put it in it. Send us a DM. Like, it's fucking outrageous. Yeah.
And so I did. I sent them a DM. I, my sister ordered Uber Eats to try and cancel and then call. A complaint.
You ended just ended up with everything. A burrito. Yeah. Sitting there with a burrito, furious.
Yeah, she got ice cream. She had ice cream. And then when the Uber Eats guy, the poor kid came on his bike, she's like, Do you have a direct number for Uber? We're trying everything.
Have you got George's laptop?
So anyway, then I was like, shit, what do I do? It's like been two and a half hours. I've reported it missing like so many times. So I called 131-444, the police without the sirens.
Mm-hmm.
And they were super lovely.
My second favorite number.
Exactly. You got them speed dial.
Behind 000.
And so then she transferred me over to the police station. Because I was like, I've got his number plate. Can you just call him and just like, you know, ask him? So she called him and phone's disconnected. I'm like, fuck. All right. There goes that idea. So then what happened next? Okay. Then so she's like, what's his name? And I started spelling out his name, like D, H. And then she just read out his full, is this his name? Had his first and last name. So I was like, okay, great. His last name's Patel. Perfect. So then I was going through Facebook, found this guy with his name, added him, was calling him on Messenger and stuff, just trying everything. He called me back and he's like, oh, you're looking for a lost item? I'm like, yes. Like, not me, mate. I'm not an Uber driver. I'm like,
okay. Same name, not him.
I'm like, that's annoying. And then I was like, you sure? I'm pretty sure it's you. He's like, no, it's not me. Anyway.
If anything, like you should be having more empathy for people who try and Google. I mean, you've got a name, George Martin.
I know.
Really annoying to Google. Like, if I tried to find you, there's no way. This is why we need unique names.
Yeah.
Do you have your .com? Do you have your...
GeorgeMartin.com.
No way.
Okay. No way. Anyway, go on.
Okay, so then... I was like, all right, well, I'm all out of ideas. I got to call Josh. Josh is the guy who will figure something out. You know, he's a good detective. So call Josh, and Josh's like, all right, what are we going to do here? Then you put on a tweet. You tweet.
Well, I did the find because I said, okay, find my on the iPhone. There's the find my app, which can be, you can do your phone, you can do your laptop, anything.
Yeah.
But I think it's got to be on.
I'm just going to check where my laptop is, see if I
don't think it will tell
gotta
you.
It's got to be on.
It'll tell you probably last location.
Yes.
Potentially.
Yeah. But
the fucked up thing was that you've got such a outdated version of the phone. It was like, find my horse and cart. It was such an old version of the app that it didn't even have any.
I was like, I probably shouldn't update my phone while I'm waiting for a phone call.
Yeah.
So I left that. But I did lock my laptop and stuff like that. And then you got on the case. Josh was on the case. He found a guy with the same first name on this like needadriver.com or whatever, 1-800-DRIVERS.
Yeah.
It's like, you need a forklift driver. You need this. So you called them.
Yeah. So I first contacted Russ Keys because we know Russ Keys is in the Uber game.
Yeah.
So quick call with Russ. And because Russ and I could chat for a while, so I had to make it pretty clear straight up. Hey, Russ, quick call, but I'm going to call you tomorrow. Still need to call you, Russ. George, your boy's lost his laptop in an Uber. What should he do? He said, just keep calling Uber. And so anyway, I called 1-800-DRIVERS.
Which is a different company.
Completely different company, yeah.
Yeah.
And I just said, hey, a mate of mine, I've got a weird one for you. So they answered straight away. Weird one for you. My mate was in an Uber. He left his laptop in the car and he has, I've just done some Googling and the driver is on your service, I believe. Would you be able to text him and say, give my mate George's number to him to contact?
This is, what time? 8 o'clock or something then? By then,
yeah, it would have been eight.
Later, maybe. Yeah,
maybe. What
the number you're calling? Why are they answering? Like, what are they doing?
Well, I guess they're like a job agency, and so they
offshore. Do you think you're speaking to someone offshore?
No, I was just speaking to like someone in Australia.
Yeah,
But then, but also, so I did that straight away, and she said, "Oh, look, I can send the text. I don't know if anything's going to happen." And then when that happened, I thought, okay, let's. I've done this before, you know, the classic sort of social media grab some attention.
Yeah. You did it for me in Telstra once.
Yeah. And so it's that I did a tweet from the Daily Talk Show, then sent it to Discord, WhatsApp. It's a good cause to go viral, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Every Gronk jumped on board. Everyone wanted to help Georgie Boy. There was people logging into Twitter accounts they hadn't in 10 years.
Yeah.
Just like, I got to get Georgie's laptop back. And I was in there, help this great man.
Yeah.
And so that, so I did the tweet. I was ready. I was actually just preparing screen grabs of the tweet to put on our Insta story and tagging. Yeah. And then Georgie boy sent me a message.
Yeah. So then, so I get this phone call from this random number. I'm like, hello. He's like, oh, hey, it's your DD driver. I'm like, oh, not really. But yeah. Okay. I got an Uber. And he's like, apparently you like left something in my Uber. And I was like, yeah, yeah. Have you got it? He's like, I'm just driving. I'll be 3 minutes before I check. I was like, check, mate. Like, call me when you've checked. So he's like, yeah, I'm just driving. I'll just pull over. Hang on. Just give me two. I'm like, all right, I'm staying on the line until you do this. And he's like, what was it? I was like, it's a black bag. And he like looked in the back seat. He's like, I can't see anything. I'm like, oh, this is so annoying. And then I'm like, busy night. And I was like, have you had any other customers? And he's like, no, you were my last customer. I'm like, great. So it's been 3 hours.
Because that was the biggest concern is that some other gronk steals it.
Yeah, exactly. And then
shit move if you did that. If exactly. anyone ever did that though.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but people murder people and stuff.
Yeah, shit move.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit moves.
Heaps of shit moves people are playing.
Yeah. So then anyway, he pulled over and he said, yeah, it's in the back of the car. So I was like, sick.
Oh, at that point, euphoria. Like, yeah. You've just had your first scoop of ice cream.
Yeah.
Just pumped.
I know. I'd been on the phone to the police, everything, like it was crazy. And then he's like, can you come to Chapel Street to pick it up? I was like, yeah, okay. So I'll be there in half an hour. I was like, where do you want to meet? He said, Betty's Burgers.
Solid.
I said, I had that today. And he said, what? What do you mean? I was like, oh, don't worry, I'm coming.
So, oh, mate, the buns, they're so fluffy. Yeah. Didn't say that. Yeah, I think they're brioche.
Yeah, yeah, you know they're from Noosa?
Yeah. So then, and I said, I'll give you $50 if you like wait. And he's like, okay, yeah, great.
Well, because he asked you, how are you going to remunerate my time?
Yeah, exactly. And I said, I'll give you $50.
Which in the Uber app, there's a $20 return fee item.
So he's
which,
done well.
Yeah, which I offered that in the Uber. I did everything. I like changed my rating to try and get his attention. Like, and then I was like, do I report him? Or do I like report an accident? Like I was going to go for anything.
Well, this is what. Yeah, it drives you to do. Uber should be paying you back in credits or something. Like with at the moment,
it was pretty fucked. So did Uber ever get back to you then?
They got back to me like 2 or 3 days later, saying, "Hey,
in the app or where did they get back?"
They DM'd me on Instagram and they said, "We've also been talking to your mate Josh." They said, "All you need to do is go in the app,
tell him to stop, please."
But literally, it was like. If you got a lost item, just go in the app, just put your number down. Oh. It's like, I've done all that, clearly, you idiots.
That's so annoying. That $50 thing reminded me, Bree and I were watching one of those Would You Rathers last night, like celebrities get asked a bunch of Would You Rathers. Yeah. Would you rather get paid $50,000 to suck one dick or, and it's only one, or... $5,000 for every dick you suck, unlimited.
Oh.
How entrepreneurial are you?
Oh, YOLO, $5,000 a dick.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Amy would be on board. You'd have a house in no time.
Team effort. Here's another one. Would you prefer?
Hang on, who answered that? Any big celebrities?
Logan Paul. I can't remember the.
He'd do five.
Yeah, yeah.
$5,000.
The other one was, would you prefer to sit on a cake and eat a dick or eat... Did I fuck that? Or...
Eat a dick and sit on... sit on a cake and eat a dick or eat a cake and sit on a dick?
Yes.
Which one?
Yeah. I think I'd prefer to sit on the cake. And sit on the dick.
Definitely. Well, yeah.
Definitely.
And then you get $5,000.
I'd be happy to eat the cake
after.
No,
you get nothing. Oh, yeah. You're still getting paid.
We'd only need a few sucks. It would be sweet for revenue. It'd be great.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah, George would be busy in his little Harry Potter lair.
Yeah, exactly. He's been saying he's going to make us cash. We didn't realize how it was.
Well, you left the office. You'd had a couple of glasses of wine last night and hijacked Mason's phone and was FaceTiming with Grace having a D&M on the stairs. And Bree even walks in and said, how much wine have you had? Because your eyes were doing something funny. Mm-hmm. I was all for it, to be honest. This is not a dig at you. Mm-hmm. But then I saw on the Discord last night, I reckon this needs to be a segment, something like the Discord catch up. Where it, like Emma went back through because she had FOMO mm-hmm. about what had happened on the Discord.
How fun is Emma, by the way?
Emma's the best. Great. We love Emma.
Even just like there could be smut chat at 9 p.m. She catches up at like 10 a.m. still in it. Guys, I'm the smut. Definitely would suck a dick for $5,000.
I saw though the smut transition.
That wasn't
from,
true, by the way. Emma, Emma didn't do that.
The smut transition from the couch
but if
at
we
your
were
house.
To guess, we all want cash. We all want cash,
and we all want that sort of
yeah.
You know, no, I think monthly anyone that says, recurring revenues.
That, but also, I think anyone that says the $50,000, has a problem with their ego.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Like it's just like
it's so short-sighted mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah, I would go as far as like, a bit think about long-term not investments. To do it. Yeah. Homophobic to only suck my dick, don't you think?
Yeah.
What's wrong with sucking a dick?
Yeah. No, YOLO, really. Yeah. You know, but I saw that there was some of these would you rathers. I just swiped back through and I saw you had commented something about, you know, ejaculating. Or there was something in there. And I just thought Josh's continued on the wine.
I actually didn't. No, it was another would you rather. Would you rather come hard every time you fart or fart hard every time you come?
I'd go that. Fart hard when you come.
Really?
Yeah, because
well, you do it anyway. No, I went the other way.
Why? Because then when you just at the no, office, when you, in yes. front, we're just having a conversation.
How often are you farting?
I farted a couple of times yesterday.
You did it yesterday at the door when we were walking out.
Yes. That was a bit of gear.
And he also he also came.
Yeah, exactly. Had to go home. And so, no, so, but we were talking about Tinder and all those types of things.
Yeah, why? Can you give me the Discord catch up?
Yeah, the Discord deep dive.
TLDR.
Too long didn't read. Yeah. That's what that stands for.
Too long didn't read. Yeah.
So basically, a couple of the gronks were talking on Tinder to other people.
Sorry, just quickly. Yes. Casey says Discord should not be content, please.
So I'm not mentioning any names.
Okay. Sorry, no, forget I said that.
Yeah. But you've implicated Casey in what we're about to talk about.
No, so we're talking about, and I also saw, I then felt bad because. One of the people that were on the Discord, I think Charles said, "Hey, where did like there's been some Discord messages that have been deleted?" And to save face, she said, "Oh, I dropped my phone and deleted them." Like, I'm not going to accuse anyone of anything, but I don't know if you can drop your phone on your face and act like delete, and it just so happens that it's the smutty messages.
Yeah.
No, but I think that.
It was definitely Casey.
we're talking about all things dating, Tinder, that type of thing. But I was suggesting helping some people with their bios on dating sites.
I see, can you put the Daily Talk Show in your bio?
Yes. Was that somewhere? Yeah. So I've offered, because the Megaphone's going so well, and the JJ Innovation Fund's at $90.
Is it?
Because 10% of the overall revenue. Mm. I think the line item in zero was at 900.
Sure. Mm. Yeah. Oh, no, no.
No, no, no. Because that's
Megaphone,
involving.
No.
Nah, the Megaphone's that less than
that. Merch.
I reckon.
I
reckon you're probably at maybe like 70 or $80.
Which George pretty much rinsed that, so you're at 10.
No, that wasn't my innovation fund. And so
that
anyway,
was company card content. Yeah. Did you like the appearance from Jason, our accountant, in that?
It was great.
How good's Jason?
So good.
Bree's like, how's he going to feel? I'm like, fucking love it.
Love it.
So what I offered was $50, a voucher of your choice, to one person who can integrate the Daily Talk Show into their Tinder, Grindr, whatever, Bumble, Hinge. Raya, any of those services, extra points for Raya.
You got $75, JJ.
I'll give you a drink cut. $75.
Okay. Bucks.
Yeah.
Two $30 vouchers. How many vouchers were you?
$50.
Okay. So you just
using my whole innovation fund.
So just one person.
Yeah.
What if
yeah.
two people do it?
Well, that's the competition, right?
Okay. So the first person.
You know
who
how
does
Tatsumoto works.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah. First division.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll give him an Audio Technica beanie if they if they.
Oh yeah, that's a good
second
idea.
Person
yeah, Audio Technica beanie.
Can you put it on to sport it, George, so we can see how it looks? Like we've got more, so it won't have to.
Yeah, take your Lululemon hat off.
And yeah, so what do you think of the idea integrating?
And I love it. I mean, is it who's it more beneficial for? I want if we're to do it, I think it needs to be. I don't know how it works. If you're swiping across. We need to be in the photo. We need to be in the first photo. And also...
Oh, that beanie looks great.
Yeah, it does.
The Audio Technica beanie Georgie Boy's wearing. It looks really good. That Audio Technica bit, that is his headphones, not part of the beanie.
Works well.
Oh, I forgot to mention, Audio Technica, who, you know, they support us. Mm-hmm. They said that we could do a giveaway at some point.
Oh, great.
With
really?
Some of their gear. Yeah, I forgot to mention
exciting.
That yesterday.
What are you doing right now?
No, but like I'm talking
like a mic talking, or whatever, like a USB mic or something like that. Oh, that'd be fun.
Which is huge.
No, so I wasn't thinking you could do that. So anyone that's been to an episode, episode 500,
yeah,
there's some photos of us with
Gronks.
With Gronks.
Yeah, we took a heap of photos that night.
So that would be good.
Yep. But Ramble's got a lot of them.
But to be honest, we're a couple of thousand shy of having our biggest month ever in downloads. It'll be less, about a couple of thousand, which we could do. Like if we had an extra day in the month, we'd hit our biggest month ever. Last month we were doing the two shows a day as well. So the fact that we're about to, getting very close to last month is epic. But I'm just trying to get a bit of juice, get a few more downloads, all that sort of thing. Yep. So I think some sort of dating integration, because people will do things when they're horny. Like, Casey was talking to a music teacher, and she convinced him to learn Opportunity by Pete Murray on guitar for her.
That's great.
Like, that's, I sort of felt, there's a sense where it's like, fuck, if I was on the other end of it, just the willingness just to do shit for like, I'll put a cup on my head and take a photo with the daily, you know, just shit like that. But I feel like they're primed, like especially I reckon extra points if the messages are after 10 p.m. If you get the Daily Talk Show mentioned after 10 p.m. on the chat, extra points.
Mm. What about opening with, have you listened to the Daily Talk Show podcast? I'm just trying to find a couple of others. Or something on the chat, mm-hmm. You know, like last week we were talking about the people who put a dog emoji and say, I've lost my puppy. Do you know where it is?
I'm just getting comments saying, what happened to no names?
Classic.
I haven't mentioned all the names. I haven't mentioned Shana once. But you can go into the Discord.
Yeah. So I tagged the wrong, on Discord, Rob. I tagged the wrong Rob in Discord.
Oh, no.
Because Rob, who contacted me about the T2 thing.
Rob's from the UK, yeah.
Yeah, tagged the wrong Rob.
So
Rob Rob on Instagram thinks I'm an arsehole because I never got back to him with the link.
Oh, that's annoying.
And then he asked you to get onto the Discord recently. Anyway, there was never a rule on no names, Discord. It's like... Bree knows the deal.
Yeah.
Everything's content to some degree.
No, definitely. So I think that we definitely need, I mean, we could do an NFB.
Oh, yeah. An NFB channel.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I will.
No, not a channel. Whole channel.
Yeah. Nah. An NFB, if you want, if you.
I think that someone has
filter.
To say, I think some people just have to tag NFB.
No, it's too confusing.
But so then wouldn't everyone just be in the NFB all the time?
Nah. No, but that's good. It's like up late. Everyone like to watch up late.
But then
Big Brother,
wasn't this
but
great
they also
content? Wasn't like, I want to be able to use it on the show and I don't want to be.
No, but that's the point of NFB. It's not for the show. It's so good, but we're not allowed.
But I just feel like potentially there is that fine line where it's like.
No, nah, I think you're looking for the escape.
Yeah.
Because you want great. To.
I want to talk about it. No.
Nah, but that's the whole point. You're
can we
hoping
have an FB?
Someone forgets the NFB.
No, every other channel's FB.
Yeah, every other.
So, but what
for,
I'm
yeah, so
for
yeah.
broadcast. But what I'm saying is,
what I think you do is you create like a dating channel. Like I think you could have purpose-built channels for these smutty things, and then
we got that clean.
And then
hang on. Okay, good. I thought you'd fucking shaved your beard, but I just couldn't see it.
No, it's looking great.
Still going. He messaged last night and said it's going to go.
No, don't.
I said no.
I actually reckon it's going Monday.
Wait.
It's going Monday.
Just, can you I just wait till get Grace the... gets here?
Yeah.
No. It's going Monday.
That's something a guy with a beard would do.
No. It's definitely going. No, it's too annoying.
It looks good, though.
I can't
it looks
sleep.
Great. I think I it actually looks
properly.
Good.
You're not sleeping properly. No.
You sleep on your chin.
Mace got in the car on Tuesday and Bodie was in there. And first thing he said, why have you got a beard?
Good question.
Good, great question.
And compliment, I think.
Why do you have the beard? I know I'm saying keep the beard, but why have you got it?
Mate, you wanted me to make an announcement.
He bullied him into a beard.
He could have done anything. The announcement could have been...
He crumbled and said he's the slow cooker guy, but never did the slow cooker. Yeah. This was easier because if he just didn't
shave. I don't have
to
do anything. Yeah,
it was more, you didn't have to do anything.
It's more effort to not be the beard guy.
Yes. That is so true.
It's more effort. So. Yeah, because you have to shave.
Harry reckons he shaves every second day. I want to see Harry with a beard. Don't it look great?
That would be so funny.
So what are you thinking, Sebs, with the beard?
I reckon, on Monday... It'll be 2 weeks. I know we already did the 14-day announcement. Yeah.
You actually worked it out?
Yes. Well, so I hadn't shaved for a week prior to the announcement.
Could you keep the Mo?
Mo boys.
Poor Georgie boy.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm happy with is keeping around here.
No. That's
handles.
Called a goatee.
Goatee's this.
But I just...
Motorbike. That's
just
motorbike.
The ones on the
that's
side.
Like chops.
I have to get rid of the side.
Oh, motorbike handle.
I can't lie on the side of my face because it's just so irritating.
Mm-hmm. That's the sensitive skin, hey?
Yeah, it's annoying. Beard's bad for your skin.
Who said?
Me.
Don't trust it. Mate, you've hardly got a beard and it can't be that bad for your skin.
Oh, it's hurting.
I think you should keep it. There's nothing funnier than Grace rocking up after a week with a pash rash from all of the beard.
It hurts.
Mine's going. I've got to get mine gone on Monday.
The whole beard?
The whole beard.
Just a down to a number one, which is a lot less than this. Like what you've got on your face now. It's like making me look a bit fat, I think. Like not, I need
the beard. It's not the beard. I think my strategy has always been if I'm blowing out, keep the beard. So it's sort of, we don't know which is which.
Everyone is on to everybody who is fat and has a beard.
Not tricking it.
If anything, you're going, yep, that's me.
No, but the thing is that I feel like when I'm trying to lose weight, what I'll tend to do is grow the beard and then after the first week shave and it gives me that extra boost where it's like, oh man, this is working. Yeah. Whereas like half of it's come from just trimming my neck.
I mean, neck beards are a sign of someone's given up. Like even if you haven't or it feels like that. I know I feel like I've given up when I've got a neck beard.
They come very quickly, you know.
Oh, dude, they do. I actually thought, it was when we were doing our home setups where we're looking at the computer screen and you're seeing yourself a lot more. I was noticing how quickly my hair, unrelatable for Mason, you and I, Josh, sorry, you guys, how quickly your beard or your neck beard grows. Like it's so quick.
It's the first thing to grow for me.
Yeah. Really? That's so annoying.
It's definitely not in your head. How is your head? Can you
Head's solid. Your hair grows.
Good.
It's actually pretty impressive.
It's coming back.
I think the back is where it's really picked up.
It's real. It's the classic. Who's the guy off Seinfeld?
Oh, not Kramer. Jerry, the little fat man.
Wow.
What's his name?
George.
Little guy.
Costanza.
George. Yeah, that's it. George.
Yeah it's got Georgie like boy. A little bit. Yeah, no, I was thinking, I actually think that my receding hairline is actually just my hairline.
Mm.
And so I'm thinking.
Isn't that what happens?
Beg your pardon.
It's just receding.
It's
your hairlines.
Receding hairlines are slow, which makes you think that. I was looking at photos of me when I was younger, and it's slight, like a slight movement. It's like, what are they saying? That the mountains, the Alps are growing in height every million years? Mm-hmm. Like slowly.
Well, yeah, I think that I'll... I might grow it one more time.
I think it was good. Look at the photos from New York. How young and free were we, Brie, in New York?
It was a different time, wasn't
it? Different time. I said we'd fucked up. We'd before realizing the commitment we'd made to the show. that's youth.
And you, I mean, the thing was, in my defense, the reason why I look so good in New York is I just spent 3 and a bit months traveling.
Yeah.
No work.
Walking every day.
There's nothing healthy about a tan, but it can make a, you know, an 8 or 9.
But you're also, yeah, getting that vit D. Like just enjoying yourself. Less stress, less cortisol.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You look like a guy who'd been on holiday for 3 months.
Well, what's so funny, Sam?
I just don't think getting the D, I don't.
Vit D, I said.
Oh, you, okay. Oh,
getting
I
said, the D. Getting
I
the
just, D. I heard getting the D.
Getting the D. Yeah.
Did you getting the D?
I heard vit D.
Okay, great. Okay. Right. Okay, well, that's all good. Yeah. We were talking about cakes and D, so.
Cakes and D. You're not a stretch.
Yeah. You know, so I think that there is, but the other thing too is my hair got very blonde because we were in the sun so much.
Mm. God, some good times.
What, Georgie boy?
Nah, no, nothing.
So have you got ginger hair?
Nah, it's brown.
Okay.
Just with some gold flecks in.
Where
flecks
is this strawberry from? Where is the thing about George having ginger hair coming?
I feel like he mentioned it the other day.
Oh, I called him
you were describing the sunset and I said, and you said it's like George's hair. And I said, red. Yeah.
Oh, you said it's red. Yeah. I just think it was golden. A bit golden. Like, look, if you cut to a close shot. Yeah, it looks red. The mo looks red. Isn't that weird?
People get red pubic hair,
but darker.
Yeah. Oh, really?
You know, it's like people get red beards, but then they've got brown hair. The real just sort of mix.
Yeah.
Mix of the dice. Is my beard going grey?
Nah.
At all?
Not to the point that you grow.
It's nice though.
Yeah, it does look good.
I do like a bit of
silver beards.
Salt and pepper vibe.
It's good when it's like
Mikey's beard's grey.
Yeah, but there's that period with patchy and then it goes real sort of like, you know, you've done the full head of tips. Oh, got an update on the Phillip Island.
Phillip Island.
Could that be your dad?
It's Richard Jansen.
Oh, no way.
Do you reckon? It has to be.
I reckon it is.
Is that Lynn?
Hang on. Here we go. Dad, pull your jeans up.
Hang on. Is that?
Hang on.
Is that your mama?
Yeah, let's have a look.
Hang on.
Yeah, it's fucking Richard Jansen. That's great.
Oh, well, we know where
Richard
he is.
Richard Jansen represent.
Yeah. And Lynn's in a bomber?
Yeah,
a puffer.
Loves it. So it looks funny. Like they're going to junior footy.
Oh, my God. Your mum's got a packet of oranges under her arm.
One thing I was thinking, how can we, with all the stuff that you're doing with the daily videos,
yeah.
Can we make them like a YouTube thing?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you're putting so much effort into them.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, getting thumbnails, like actually trying to build the YouTube channel and like all that stuff.
It's good because most of them are timeless, so we can just start up. Like, we got 15 to upload. The only problem is there's two in there which were vertical video, which I think we can just upload anyway.
Mm. Yeah,
you could do that. But 15, three Great. Weeks.
Smashed it.
Thanks, George.
Any update on your trip away, the week away?
It's happening. It's locked in.
Do you need to any brand integrations that you need to do?
I reckon we do it tomorrow. Let's call this a day. I've got to sit on a cake.
You're gonna sit on
5 grand.
No, so what's it? So
it's been a seamless process.
Okay.
I'm going to deep dive into what you're doing.
We can do it tomorrow, but just quickly, Rod is making sure there's a smoothie machine there for me.
Oh, my God.
Baby's
How's
happy.
That?
Happy baby.
Oh.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's a daily talk show. Let's do this.
10 seconds of admin. Have you given us a review on Apple Podcasts? Would really appreciate it. Just go and click that subscribe button as well, I guess.
Okay.
I thought that was George.
We'll see you tomorrow for weekend banter. Have a good rest of your Saturday, guys.
See you guys.